Mostly we have the incredible Zuchus this Shabbos with Parshas Yisro. And center stage in the Parshas, Kabbalah Satorah, Sinaitic Revelation. The reception of the Torah at Har Sinai, first the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveying the rest of the Torah as well. And of course, you know, the original plan was that Hashem wanted to give us directly, to Klal Yisrael directly, the Torah in its entirety. But then as a result of a confluence of circumstances, Hashem gives us the first two commandments, and the rest of the Torah is conveyed through Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to fast forward to the end of the parsha. So after we learn the Ten Commandments, the Aseres HaDibros, and we see all of the incredible and dramatic fanfare surrounding Kabbalah Satorah, the revelation at Har Sinai, the Torah says something amazing. This is in Perek Chof, Pasuk Tes Vav, really the end of the parsha. And the Pasuk says, V'chala am ro'im es ha'kolos ve'es ha'lapidim, the entire nation, Klal Yisrael. They saw the lightning and the thunder, or the thunder and the lightning, ve'es kol shofar, and they heard the sound of the shofar, right? Remember, the sound of the shofar was the sound that was symbolic of the descent of the divine presence on the top of the mountain. Ve'es hahar ashen, they saw the mountain on fire, covered in smoke, covered in clouds. Vayara am, the people saw this. Vaya'anu, vayitzmidu mirachok. Ultimately, again, the people see this, and what happens as a result? They go ahead and they stand at a distance. Klal Yisrael is incredibly overwhelmed at this sight. The lightning, the thunder, the smoke, the clouds, the mountain engulfed. They could feel, they could tangibly feel the presence of God. This is where they become a bit scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they go in and they tell Moshe, you know what? You go speak with God, get all the information, and come back to us. And so a few psukim later, this is in Perek Yud Ches, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Yud Ches, chapter 20, verse 18, Vayamod ha'am merachok, so the people kind of took a step back, U'moshe nigasha la'arafel asher shama Elohim. And Moshe Abinu, he approached the smoke, the fire, the darkness, to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. So these two contrasting experiences. So Klal Yisrael seeing all that's happening around Har Sinai and becoming a bit frightened. Actually, as a result of what they see, they take a step back. Moshe Rabbeinu conversely goes ahead and takes a step forward. He approaches the darkness, enters into the cloud cover of the mountain, and has a most dramatic communion and communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the great tzaddik Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, Kotzker's Yahrzeit is next week. He says something so dramatically amazing, such an incredible and nuanced insight. So the Pasuk says, as we just quoted before, the people saw, literally again, they saw the thunder. Rashi points out that there was like sensory overload. You would think they heard the thunder, saw the lightning. But they saw the lightning, they saw the thunder, they heard the lightning. They heard and they saw the sound of the shofar, a bombarding of the senses. So the Kotzker says, Ha'am ra v'yistakel b'chitzonios shel advarim b'kolos ubrakim u'moshe nigash al ha'arafel asher shama Elokim nigash al ha'nekuda ha'penimis. So the Kotzker says, look at the contrast of experiences. When the Torah relates Klal Yisrael's experience of Matan Torah, what did they get caught up in? They got caught up in lightning, thunder, shofar, clouds, fire. And what is Moshe Rabbeinu's experience with Matan Torah, with Sinaitic revelation? U'moshe nigash al ha'arafel. Moshe comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kotzker says, how amazing is it that out of the same experience, people have two different reactions. When you asked Klal Yisrael what was so dramatic about Matan Torah, they would say, the lightning, the thunder, the shofar, the fire, the clouds, amazing. Moshe Rabbeinu, what does Moshe Rabbeinu gravitate to? He doesn't see or hear any of that. What he perceives is the divine presence in such dramatically close proximity. And so he feels almost like a pull towards the mountain to come towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kotzker is telling us, I think, an incredible lesson. That life is, or I should say, successful living is all about what you choose to focus on. Where do you choose to direct your attention. Do direct your attention to the peripheral things, the lightning, the thunder, the fire, the smoke, the shofar of life? Or do you direct yourself towards the har, towards the mountain, towards the Shekhinah, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Life is a question of what you choose to focus on. Every single day, we're bombarded with a number of different things. We're bombarded by things that are important and things that are unimportant, or things that are more important and things that are less important. And the shayla, the question always becomes, what am I going to devote my attention towards? What am I going to focus on today? And we know a person could spend an entire day focused on things that are good, but maybe not important. A person could spend an entire lifetime focusing on things that maybe are important, but could have spent that time even doing things that are more important. And the truth is, I think this is one of the most incredible yesodos in life. Because especially in the digital age, we are bombarded with so much at any given moment. And a person has to make a conscious decision. What is worthy of my attention? What is my hierarchy of priorities? What are the things that I should be attentive to? And what are the things that I should literally push to the side? And sometimes I push them to the side, not because they're unimportant. They may be important, but I have to push them to the side because there are things that are more important that I have to get to. When we look at how we spend our day, what do we spend our time on? We all know this. It is so easy to get caught up in things that are unimportant or maybe of lesser importance. And when you do that, when you get caught up in the lightning and thunder of life, you miss out on the incredible mountains of opportunity. Says the Kotzker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam, came down from the celestial sphere onto the mountain. God himself is on the mountain. And Klal Yisrael is ooing and aahing over lightning and thunder. And there's only one man. Only Moshe Rabbeinu says, guys, lightning and thunder is incredible. Shofar, fantastic. Fire, amazing. Cloud cover, stupendous. God's here. God is here. Let's go to the mountain. But no one else listens. No one else hears him. Because everyone else is caught up in the light show. Everyone else is caught up in the peripheral things. And at the end of the day, just are engaged in things that are of lesser importance. How many times does it happen in relationships? Where every relationship has the things that work and the things that don't work. Have the things that are good and the things that are not so good. And how many times in our life relationships do we focus with like laser-like precision on the things that maybe are not so great and totally marginalize and forget the things that are great? Whereas imagine if I focused on the things that were strong, wonderful, beautiful, and great, and accepted the fact that there's always a certain level of imperfection, how much more beautiful my life relationships would be. Or how many of us focus, we speak about this all the time, about on the things in life that are broken. We all have things in life that are broken, that are in a state of disrepair. But I also have many wonderful things that are fantastic, beautiful, and just amazing. And if I would just focus on those a bit more, I would be able to accept the things that are in a state of disrepair, but I would maximize the brachos that I have. And again, as I mentioned before, how many times do we go through our day? We start out the day with a whole list of incredible things we want to accomplish. But then what happens? We get sidetracked with this, a little bit of lightning, a little bit of thunder, a little bit of fire, a little bit of smoke. A whole day goes by. A whole week goes by. A whole year goes by. A whole lifetime goes by. And I haven't accomplished the things I wanted to accomplish. And it's not because I'm lazy, and it's not because I'm not willing to work hard, and it's not because I'm playing golf every single day, but it's because I got sidetracked by the unimportant or less important things of life. Har Sinai, Sinaitic revelation, Kabbalah HaTorah was amazing, but it could have been even more amazing had we not got sidetracked and sidelined by the items of lesser importance. Life is filled with lightning, thunder, shofar, fire, and smoke. which are all wonderful and good things, and at certain times even important. But life at that same time is always filled with more important things, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the mountain. Klal Yisrael gets caught up in the unimportant things or lesser important things, and one man decides to just make a mad dash towards the mountain, because that mountain was the place of supreme importance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that relationship of supreme importance. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see through the static and to focus on that which is important. Semir Hashem, as we live our daily lives, every day is filled with these various things. It's filled with the lightning, the thunder, the shofar, the fire and the smoke. And it's filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the mountain. Life is filled with unimportant things, lesser important things, and super important things. And may we have the koach and the knowledge to be able to decide where our focus should be, where our attention should be, and where our kochos, our abilities, should be used. And in that sichus, may we be privileged to take in all of the lightning, thunder, and life, but may we, Emir Hashem, have the strength and the courage to run to the mountain, to run to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everyone a guten Erev Shabbos and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.